Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. A fun start to our noon hour of classical music with the Bournemouth Sinfonietta led by Kenneth Montgomery and a tune by Percy Grainger called Shepherd's Hay. I'm Jeb Watson. Happy to have you along. More classical music for a Friday afternoon is in store for you. Coming up, we've got clarinet and piano music, Variations, a set written by Carl Maria von Weber, as well as a concerto for two harps, a bit later with the Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra. Right now, we have the ensemble I Muzyci and music of Antonio Vivaldi. You're probably familiar with Antonio Vivaldi's Four Season Concertos. What you may not know is that those four concertos are actually a part of a set of 12 violin concertos that were known as Opus 8, the contest between harmony and invention. From that collection of concertos, we have another violin concerto, the 11th of that set, in the key of D major, played here by I Muzyci, along with violinist Federico Agostino on Kansas Public Radio. From Antonio Vivaldi, one of his many violin concertos. That one was the 11th in a set of 12 concertos that comprised Opus 8, the contest between harmony and invention, the same set of concertos that contained Vivaldi's Four Seasons. We listened to the ensemble I Muzyci and violinist Federico Agostino. It is 12:24, and still to come in this noon hour of music, another concerto, one for two harps, by 19th-century English harpist and composer Elias Parish Alvars. The Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra has that performance in just about 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas band The Lost Keys for the final Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox, Sunday, July 12th at 2 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. We have a chance of some showers for the KPR listening area today. 20% chance of showers for the afternoon. Highs today around 87. It's currently 82 on the KU campus. 40% chance of showers for this afternoon and this evening. Lows of 67. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high of 86. We're in the company next of clarinetist Kalman Burks, joined on piano by Yeno Yondo. We have a few clarinet and piano variations, about seven of them, by Carl Maria von Weber, from an opera of his known as Sylviana, on Kansas Public Radio. Seven variations for clarinet and piano, variations from an opera known as Sylviana, music by Carl Maria von Weber, played by Kalman Burks, and pianist Yeno Yondo on Kansas Public Radio. 12:36 now. Stay tuned for NPR News at the top of the hour. We've got much more classical music planned for a Friday afternoon in the 1 p.m. hour. We'll have a wonderful sonata for cello, the second sonata by Johannes Brahms. That and much more on the way here on a Friday afternoon. For this evening, it is Film Music Friday, and tonight I'll be back with you for some desert adventures. A romantic and yet pitiless setting for a story will bring you some great epics that play out in the desert, such as Lawrence of Arabia, Walkabout, and will have a couple of appearances from legendary adventurer Indiana Jones. Film Music Friday, and I'll be back with you for this evening's program from 7 to 9 p.m. tonight on Kansas Public Radio. We have a wonderful concerto now, one for two harps, by an English composer and harpist by the name of Elias Parrish Alvars, a 19th-century English composer who was referred to by many as the Liszt of the harp. He came from a family of modest means, but bootstrapped his way into a composer's position by teaching and performing at social engagements. Here we've got a concerto for two harps with the Polish Radio Symphony and harpists Catherine Michel and Xavier Damastri on Kansas Public Radio. The Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra, along with harpists Catherine Michel and Xavier Damastri, with a concerto for two harps and orchestra by an English 19th-century harpist and composer, Elias Parrish Alvars, on KPR, where it is just about 1 p.m. Music of Brahms, his second cello sonata, and much more awaiting us in the next hour. Stay with us on KPR.
How's our Nafisi?
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser. DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A solemn sound offered up by the Razumovsky Symphony Orchestra. Conductor Bjarte Ingeset and violinist Henning Kragerud with a piece called Andante Religioso from Norwegian composer Johan Halvorsen here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson, and I've got a bit more classical music for a Friday afternoon. The Vienna Symphony Orchestra joins us a bit later this hour with a mythologically inspired symphonic poem by Camille Saint-Saëns, known as The Youth of Hercules. That and much more still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems, such as backup batteries and solar panels, for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is available at cromwellsolar.com. We have a good amount of chamber music from Brahms to share next. Music composed in the summer of 1886 for members of the Joachim String Quartet. A piece of chamber music where passion rules, fiery to the point of vehemence. This is Brahms' second cello sonata, played by cellist John Whitfield and James Wynn on piano on KPR. We apologize for interrupting classical music, but there is some important severe weather information to pass along from the National Weather Service. A severe thunderstorm warning has just been issued for southeastern Doniphan County and northeastern Atchison County, as well as Buchanan County and south-central Andrew County in northwestern Missouri. This is in effect until 2 p.m. Moments ago, a severe thunderstorm was located near Rushville, moving northeast at 30 miles an hour, 60-mile-an-hour winds and quarter-sized hail with this storm, affecting St. Joseph, Gower, Elwood, Country Club Villa, Country Club Agency, Rushville, Lewis and Clark Village, Doniphan, the St. Joseph Airport, and Fawcett. This includes I-29 as well between mile markers 35 and 56 and Interstate 229 between the markers of 0 and 14. This is a storm expected to cause hail damage to vehicles, roofs, siding, and trees. A severe thunderstorm, a warning in effect until 2 p.m. for southeastern Doniphan County, northeastern Atchison County, Buchanan County, and south-central Andrew County. We also have a flash flood warning in effect until 7:15 p.m. this evening for southeastern Doniphan County, southern Andrew County, northern Buchanan County, northwestern Clinton County, western DeKalb County, and eastern Holt County. Some heavy rainfall has been reported over those warned areas, leading to flash flooding of small creeks and streams. This is going to cause some very unsafe driving conditions. If you're ever out there driving and encounter flooded roads, don't drive through flooded areas. Always turn around. A flash flood warning in effect until 7:15 p.m. for southeastern Doniphan County, southern Andrew County, northern Buchanan County, northwestern Clinton County, western DeKalb County, and eastern Holt. Keep it tuned here to Kansas Public Radio for any breaking severe weather information. I'll be back in a moment with some more details. Keep it tuned to Kansas Public Radio. There, cellist John Whitfield and pianist James Wynn and Cello Sonata No. 2 by Johannes Brahms on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:41. Stay tuned for NPR News at the top of the hour. Here's the latest that we have from the National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill. Moments ago, a severe thunderstorm warning or warnings were issued for southeastern Doniphan County, northeastern Atchison County, Buchanan County, and south central Andrew County in northwest Missouri. This is in effect until 2 p.m. Moments ago, a severe thunderstorm was located near Rushville and moving northeast at 30 miles an hour. This is expected to bring 60-mile-an-hour winds, quarter-sized hail as well, causing considerable damage to roofs, vehicles, siding, and trees. A severe thunderstorm warning until 2 p.m. for southeastern Doniphan County, northeastern Atchison counties in Kansas, and in Missouri, Buchanan County, and south central Andrew County. We also have a flash flood warning in effect for southeastern Doniphan County, southern Andrew County, northern Buchanan County, and northwestern Clinton County, western DeKalb County, and eastern Holt County. This is in effect until 7:15 p.m. We've had about an inch of rain falling across the warned area in the past half hour, and additional rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches are possible in the warned area. And flash flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Use very extreme caution if you're out there driving. Never attempt to cross flooded roadways in your vehicle. This is a flash flood warning until 7:15 this evening for southeastern Doniphan County, southern Andrew County, northern Buchanan County, northwestern Clinton County, western DeKalb County, and eastern Holt. Keep it tuned to Kansas Public Radio for the latest in breaking severe weather information. We have the Vienna Symphony Orchestra up next with music by Camille Saint-Saëns. They call this The Youth of Hercules on KPR. Vienna Symphony and music by Camille Saint-Saëns, The Youth of Hercules on Kansas Public Radio. It's just about time for NPR News, and I want to update you on the current severe weather picture for northeast and east central Kansas. The National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Buchanan County, Clinton County, northern Platte County, southeastern Andrew County, and DeKalb County, in effect until 2:45 p.m. Minutes ago, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 6 miles southwest of Union Star to Agency to near Dearborn, moving east at 30 miles an hour. It has been reported by sources on the ground that 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail associated with this storm. This is affecting St. Joseph, Cameron, Plattsburgh, Weston, Gower, Marysville, Country Club Villa, Country Club Stewartsville, Agency, Trimble, Edgerton, Dearborn, Union Star, Clarksdale, Easton, DeKalb, and Turney. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 2:45 p.m. for Buchanan County, Clinton County, North Northern Platte County, Southeastern Andrew County, and DeKalb County. We have as well flash flood warnings in effect for Southeastern Donovan County, Southern Andrew County, Northern Buchanan County, Northwestern Clinton County, Western DeKalb County, and Eastern Holt. That's in effect until 7:15 p.m. this evening. We'll send you to the news from NPR. Keep it tuned here to Kansas Public Radio for all the very latest. I'll have more for you after the news on KPR.
Superstar in the making.
Tomorrow it's Norway against England and Argentina versus Switzerland. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, offering a variety of insurance options from auto and home to boat and RV with online tools for quotes and claims. Coverage options at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Before we continue, just a brief recap of severe weather information from the National Weather Service. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for Buchanan County, Clinton County, Northern Platte County, Southeastern Andrew County, and DeKalb County in northwestern Missouri. This is in effect until 2:45 p.m. moments ago. Severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 6 miles southwest of Union Star to Agency to near Dearborn, moving east at 30 miles per hour. The storm has been producing 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail for the last half hour or so. It's expected to cause considerable damage to trees, roofs, siding, mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. This is a severe thunderstorm warning for Buchanan County, Clinton County, Northern Platte County, Southeastern Andrew County, and DeKalb County until 2:45 p.m. We also have a flash flood warning in effect for much of the same area, Southeastern Donovan County, Southern Andrew County, Northern Buchanan County, Northwestern Clinton County, Western DeKalb, and Eastern Holt. A good amount of rainfall has fallen over the warned area in the last hour or so, and more is on the way. Flash flood warning for those counties until 7:15 p.m. Keep it tuned to Kansas Public Radio. We'll keep you updated on the weather picture for northeast and east central Kansas and northwestern Missouri. You're listening to KPR. The Budapest Strauss Symphony Orchestra and something called the Slow Waltz by composer Oscar Strauss on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services to patients of all ages. Information available at lmh.org. And the Lawrence Busker Fest presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th from 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party in Miscellany's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com. We have more classical music for you in our 2 p.m. hour. First, just a quick recap of the severe weather picture currently for northeast Kansas and northwestern Missouri. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Buchanan County, Clinton County, Northern Platte County, southeastern Andrew County, and DeKalb County. This is in effect until 2:45 p.m., 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail have been reported in the warned area. These are storms expected to cause considerable damage to roof siding, vehicles, and trees. Severe thunderstorm warning until 2:45 for Buchanan County, Clinton County, Northern Platte County, Southeastern Andrew, and DeKalb County. In addition, we also have a flash flood warning until 7:15 p.m. this evening for southeastern Donovan County, southern Andrew County, northern Buchanan County, northwestern Clinton County, western DeKalb, and eastern Holt County. For a great amount of rainfall, which has been falling in that warned area for about the last hour, and more is expected. Overall, the KPR listening area has about a 30% chance of more showers and thunderstorms for this evening. Keep it tuned right here to KPR for the latest in breaking severe weather information. Here's Mozart and the 27th Symphony with the Vienna Philharmonic on KPR. Philharmonic and Mozart and his 27th Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. And Kansas City PBS, inviting viewers to connect at station events. Details delivered to email inboxes in the Kansas City PBS Live eBlast. Available at kansascitypbs.org. For the next few minutes until 2:45 p.m., severe thunderstorm warnings remain in effect for eastern Buchanan, Clinton, northeastern Platte, southeastern Andrew, and DeKalb counties. Severe thunderstorms in those areas, located along a line extending from 6 miles northwest of Maysville, to near Gower, near Edgerton, moving east at 30 miles an hour. Quarter-sized hail and 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts with these storms. Severe thunderstorm warnings until 2:45 for eastern Buchanan, Clinton, northeastern Platte, southeastern Andrew, and DeKalb counties. We also have flash flood warnings in effect until 7:15 p.m. this evening for southeastern Doniphan County, northern Andrew County, northern Buchanan County, northwestern Clinton County, western DeKalb, and eastern Holt. Keep it tuned to Kansas Public Radio. We'll have more for you in just a few minutes. Adagio by Zoltan Kodály with violinist Ari Malakainen and pianist Daniel DelPino on KPR. Just about 2:40, 20 minutes until All Things Considered from NPR News at 3. KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, with 5 locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:45 p.m. for central Clinton, eastern Platte, and eastern DeKalb counties in northwest Missouri. A flash flood warning remaining in effect until 7:15 p.m. for southeastern Doniphan County, southern Andrew County, northern Buchanan County, northwestern Clinton County, western DeKalb, and eastern Holt. We'll leave you with the Scottish National Orchestra, and from composer Frederick Delius, a musical tribute to the French capital. Here's Paris, the Song of a Great City, on KPR. Paris, the Song of a Great City. A suite by Frederick Delius, played by the Scottish National Orchestra, led by Andrew Davis, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m., All Things Considered from NPR News just ahead. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for this afternoon's music. I'll be back with you this evening from 7 to 9 p.m. for Film Music Friday. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from the LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas. It's 3 o'clock.